Officials have what they consider incontrovertible evidence that Sukarno was in league with the Communist Party during the recent unsuccessful coup, and that he was hoping to turn Indonesia into a communist people's democracy, so-called. This report in the Washington Post is not confirmed elsewhere, but high officials in the capital do say that the U.S. government suspects that Sukarno was involved with the Communist Party in the attempted uprising put down by the army. These officials say there is considerable evidence pointing in that direction, but it's not ironclad. Several thousand Muslim demonstrators today attacked and burned a communist youth headquarters only 100 yards from Sukarno's palace in Jakarta. Regular army troops posted nearby did not interfere. Finally, troops of the palace guard moved in with fixed bayonets and armored cars and dispersed the mob. More news in a moment.
Have you ever figured out how many dollars you spend washing your family's clothes? Arm & Hammer washing soda can save 3 out of 4 of your laundry dollars and do the job as well, because you don't need expensive heavy-duty cleansers or bluing or bleach or water softeners or costly tablets to do your family's everyday wash. Just add 4 tablespoons of famous Arm & Hammer washing soda to your wash and leave out the same amount of detergent. And remember, you don't need heavy-duty cleansers or bluing or bleach or water softeners or costly tablets. Get sparkling clean clothes and save 3 out of 4 of your laundry dollars with Arm & Hammer washing soda. Directions on the box.
Prime Minister Harold Wilson made a surprise flight to Scotland today and called on Queen Elizabeth at Balmoral. His purpose was to report to the Queen on the Rhodesian crisis, which is rapidly reaching a boil. Wilson has been trying hard to persuade Rhodesian Prime Minister Ian Smith not to go through with his announced intention to declare the African colony independent of Britain. Wilson warned in a Commonwealth broadcast last night that the threat of a unilateral declaration by the colony's white minority rulers may be dangerous not only for Rhodesia, but for a far greater area of Africa, and the peril, he said, could involve the whole world. Congolese President Kasavubu today fired Premier Tshombe in his cabinet and appointed former Foreign Minister Evariste Kimba to form a new government. Kimba is one of Tshombe's foremost political opponents. Tshombe had been insisting that his transitional regime stay in power until a new president takes office in about 5 months. Kasavubu today said he dismissed Tshombe because he didn't think the premier intended to resign. One battalion of the 1st Air Cavalry Division today remains in contact with Viet Cong guerrilla forces in the highlands of central Vietnam, and an American spokesman reports fierce fighting. One company of air cavalry received moderate casualties. And officials in Saigon report that in the Vietnam War last week, 49 American soldiers were killed in action. Racial tensions persist this morning in Crawfordville, Georgia, where civil rights leaders plan to continue their demonstrations over the issue of public school integration. Negro students today tried again to climb aboard school buses reserved for white children, and again they were repulsed. Yesterday in Crawfordville, 2 Ku Klux Klansmen attacked a Negro photographer who tried to take their picture. Both men were taken into custody and later released. One was charged with assault. Civil rights demonstrations also continue in Natchez, Mississippi, where Negro leaders describe as nothing but beautiful words a general offer of equal opportunity made last night by city officials. At Bethesda Naval Hospital, President Johnson's progress continues in recovery from his gallbladder operation 5 days ago. That's the latest word from his doctors this morning. Mr. Johnson was up at 7:15 and had a breakfast consisting of oranges, toast, chipped beef, and tea.
Is this quick?
How quick?
This quick, this quick, quick.
Make it homemade.
Something you made.
Make it this quick, quick.
Who doesn't love a Bisquick coffee cake? Sweet, spicy, and homemade good. Homemade because Bisquick has the 6 basic ingredients for homemade coffee cake already measured and blended for you. In no time, you've got the best tasting coffee cake you've ever eaten. Or maybe you prefer hot homemade muffins. Just make the Bisquick coffee cake recipe and put it in tins, and you've got homemade muffins as fast as you can say Bisquick. How about homemade Bisquick coffee cake or muffins tomorrow? Remember, Bisquick is this quick.
How quick?
Bisquick is quick, quick.
With the fight for legislation nullifying state right-to-work laws lost as far as this session is concerned, The Senate today turns to other business. Later today, it will hear a speech by Democratic Senator Robert Kennedy of New York on the need for concerted action to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. A Senate Judiciary Subcommittee may reach a vote during the afternoon on President Johnson's controversial nomination of Francis X. Morrissey to be a federal judge. The nomination has been warmly defended by Speaker McCormick and Senator Edward Kennedy, among others, but it's been attacked by the Boston and the American Bar Associations. They argue that Morrissey, a longtime friend of the Kennedys, lacks the required legal background and experience. The Massachusetts State Bar Association supports the nomination. The House of Representatives is expected to vote today on legislation extending the latest variation to this country's sugar program through 1971. But before the vote, a great deal will be heard about sugar lobbyists, and amendments will be introduced with the avowed intention of putting these lobbyists out of business. Republican Representative Paul Findley of Illinois wants to remove what he calls clouds of suspicion hanging over Congress in connection with the sugar program. 52 more Cuban refugees arrived in Key West a short while ago after braving heavy rain and high seas to cross the Florida Straits. It was the largest group to reach Key West since refugees began leaving Cuba under Castro's newly proclaimed open-door policy. One of the refugees today says about 8,000 people have jammed their way into the embarkation point at Camarillo, either trying to say goodbye to those who are leaving or trying to get permission to leave themselves.
Whistling?
Gee, I wish I knew. It's something I heard on the radio.
Parquet.
Yeah, that's it. But what is it?
The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
That's it. Now, tell me how to make it stop margarine through my mind.
Just try to forget it.
Yeah, just try.
A newly discovered comet appeared in the sky today, bright as the Big Dipper, and expected to reach a peak of brightness in about 8 days' time, when the comet will be at its closest point to the sun. In fact, Dr. Leland Cunningham, an astronomer at the University of California, says its passage toward the sun will be an unparalleled celestial event with a possibility of fireworks on a vast scale. Cunningham says the comet will pass through the sun's outer mantle of electrified gases 1 week from today. If you think that $10 bill you saw last week was phony, you may be right, but you're probably wrong. The Secret Service reports that more than $3 million in phony money was printed during fiscal 1965, but about three-fourths of it was recovered before circulation. Out in Arizona, Mrs. Bertha Braden is taking a class in firearms safety. She doesn't expect to have to use a gun, but she adds, "We never know what we may be up against," and until last year, she had a rifle anyhow, and then she gave it away. Under the stress of circumstances, she says, "I'd grab a gun right now." Mrs. Braden, you'll be happy to know, is 91 years old. Dallas Townsend, CBS News, New York.
Ralph Story tells what happens at the completion of a Hollywood movie today on this CBS radio network station.
This is WSON, AM and FM in Henderson, Kentucky. The time is 10 minutes after 9. The temperature is 53 degrees.
I have a new introduction for today. Baby, won't you please come home? 'Cause your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. When you left, you broke my heart, because I never thought that we would part. Every hour in the day, you would hear me say, "Baby, won't you please come home, my little, little one? Baby, won't you please come home, little blamey one?"
won't you please come home?
That's Don Frank.
Your loving daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your sweet, sweet name. Since you left, you broke my heart. Now that you'd never, never make us part. Every hour, every day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? I need some money. Baby, won't you please come
Johnny.
Home?
We never played anything else.
We'd ever part. Every hour in the day you will hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? I need a commercial. Baby, won't you please come home?
I want to thank it all.
Woo!
Well. Thank you.
Thank you, Don Franks, for your assistance. Thank you, sir. Linda, you don't know this song.
I'm not familiar with the song.
Well, that's funny, because you sang one yesterday that was stole from me.
Oh, stole. I should have sung that one along with this one.
How did that one go you had yesterday? That was a good one.
You better come home and stop your running around. You better come home and get your feet on the ground.
Good. Yeah. Well, I tell you, let's go down to Florida and swim. Mm. It's always nice in Florida, this time of year especially, you know. I saw a cute ad the other day, National Airlines. It says, after November 15th or something, says, forget it. But that's not true. You know, you can get a bargain ride down there now on National Airlines or something. But that's not necessarily so, you know. You can always go to Florida any time of the year. This time of year, you get everything for a little bit of a fraction of the price. And I mean, it's delightful. This is the time of the year the fish are plentiful. And the sunshine and the water's warm and you can swim and have a ball. And attractively low-priced vacation packages are in effect. Now, this doesn't imply, you know, that Florida is too expensive in the winter, we hope. Oh, no, we have to keep Florida green with Yankee money through the 12 months of the year. But the hotels and the motels welcome the children and have wonderful facilities to accommodate them. And the fall and the early winter months are the best fishing times. This is the time for sailfish, marlin, dolphin, kingfish, sardines. I just want to see if you're listening. They all begin their migration down the Florida East Coast into the Gulf Stream, around the Keys, and into the Gulf of Mexico. Tarpon fishing is at its peak in the Gulf Coast right now. And in the Northwest Panhandle, the Florida bays are full of mackerel, trout, bluefish, old shoes. And in the lakes, the big bass are hungry and biting.
See all those from a glass-bottom boat.
Hey, thanks for the plug.
That is your new picture, isn't it?
Yes, but we did that in Santa Catalina. Florida has more to see. More to see. I want you to get a brochure, a book, a little booklet. Best vacation buy of all, Florida in the fall. For your free copy of Florida's Fall Package Vacation Guide right to the Florida Development Commission, Tallahassee, Florida. The brochure is chock full of information about California. All day yesterday, we had Don Franks here, and we never heard him sing until today. He was busy vocalizing all the time. You made some records, haven't you?
I have two albums.
What's the name?
One is called No One in This World is Like Don Franks. Jackie Gleason says No One in This World is Like Don Franks, and the other one is called Lost and Alone.
Well, Lost and Alone, that sounds kind of intriguing. What's in it?
Things like nobody knows you when you're down and out. How come you do me like you do? All
hey!
Alone.
No, how come you do me like you do? I'd love to hear you sing that.
I do it as a ballad.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
How come you do me like you do, do? How come you do me like you do? How come you try to make me feel so blue? I've done nothing to you. Treat me right or else just let me be. But I can't beat you doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? How come you do what you do? How come you do what you do? Why do you try? Done a thing to you. Treat me right, or else just let me be. But please don't keep doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do?
Hey, I like that. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, boy.
Thank you.
That record is called what? Lonesome and what?
Lost and Alone.
Lost and Alone. That's an album by Don Franks. Should you buy your kid toys that kill, scream, bite, and explode? Well, that's up to you, of course. You want them to go ahead and explode? Go ahead. Don't get that kind of a toy from Lionel. No, sir. Lionel makes only sane toys for healthy kids. Sane toys for healthy kids. This new electric microscope set by Lionel Porter. It magnifies up to 675 times. Imagine a fly looking that big.
Wow.
And it has a zoom lens, so you don't have to futz around with it to get it in focus. It comes complete with accessories for only $11. Mail me a postcard. I'm saving them. And I will send you a free Lionel catalog. Catalog. A free Lionel catalog chock full of great new toys that won't explode. You know, the latest craze in books seems to be what they call non-books. This new book that's available now called Dear Mr. ASPCA.
American Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Yeah. Published by Taplinger. It's a collection of letters from children who have visited the ASPCA and saw the animals. Letters like this. Dear Mr. ASPCA, my dog walked in poison ivy. Will I catch it? Better not touch this letter. Love, Lucy. Dear Mr. ASPCA, I like all the animals, but the best one I like is the monkey. He was very funny. I wish I could have one home, but my mother says she has enough monkeys in the house now. Does she mean my father? Signed, Bobby. My brother says that our dog has a pedigree because he's always scratching himself. Is this true? I'll tell you what is true. A letter from Aunt Jane says, Dear Kerr. Is that sir? Things are popping here in the pickle kitchen. The pickle harvest is in. We have just put up a new batch of icebergs, and I would like your help in telling folks all about them. Please, for heaven's sakes, tell the folks all about them, because we are up to here in icebergs, and it's cold. Signed, your ever pickler man, Jane. I certainly will be glad to tell people about Aunt Jane's iceberg pickles. What are icebergs? You don't know.
No.
Well, it's a dill pickle cut lengthwise and put up in a glass jar. Not ordinary dill pickles. Oh, no, these are iceberg dills. Only Aunt Jane makes them. Aunt Mary doesn't know how. Aunt Jane only. And Aunt Jane's icebergs are extra crisp and juicy and delicately flavored with dill. You can get them with a little garlic seasoning or without. Whichever you like. You like to live alone, get it with them. You'll find they go great with you. You could eat three or four of these with the garlic in them and then listen to that record of his, Alone Among the... If you pack a lunch, add some icebergs to it. What a treat when it's time to eat. What a treat. What a pickle. Aren't you? Hey, that's right. They wanted that, didn't they? You got a marvelous memory. The agency wants them to go on the drum when I say pickle. What a pickle. And I'm supposed to say it again, and you give me two, right? Okay. What a pickle. That I'm good. Aunt Jane.
100 drums.
That's supposed to keep your mind on the pickles, you know. What I want you to remember is it's Aunt Jane's pickles. You shouldn't just think from pickles. You should always think from Aunt Jane. Naturally, it comes pickles. Do you work nightclubs, Don?
Yes, I do. I like to work nightclubs, although sometimes it can get a little strange. I found that the nightclub business has got its traditions just as much as a lot of other businesses. And if you don't open sometimes with a hello song or something like that, I never really wanted to get into Everything's Coming Up Roses into a fast two or something like that. Hello, 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 it's good to see you. And I want them to know that it's nice to be there already and be able to talk with them. But sometimes it gets a little difficult when they want you to be rigid and do 22 minutes for sure. You know, never no more, no less.
Do they want you to come out and be rigid?
Yeah, it falls into a rigid category sometimes if they get a hold of you. I remember the first time I ever did a show in my agency. It was at the Blue Angel, and the agency brought a show doctor in about 4 days later. And he said, that was your main trouble, kid. He says, you got a lot of talent, and I got 40 minutes to spend with you. I just finished fixing Sergio Franchi in Boston. And I'm on my way to Chicago. I got 40 minutes. Now, if you got 40 minutes I can spend with, I said, yes, we'll go up to the dressing room. The dressing room in the Blue Angel was amazing. It had crosses that had been drawn on the walls by some of the acts, things like R.I.P. or... It would have E.G. and R.A. underneath that 1963, and then it might have another drawing of a gravestone, and it said, here the youngers were met with fond apathy. July 1963, and this is where we held our little meeting, and the first thing he said was, you haven't got a hello song. You've got to come out and say hello to the people. That's one thing. And don't you do any bossa novas, and don't you... And I just sort of shook my head and listened to him for 40 minutes. And then what my group and I did, we put together a show that was just what he had ordered. And I went out and did it. And the agency people said, that was great. Do that every night now. And I couldn't do it. It was impossible for me to stay in these, you know, this limitation of what I did not... I didn't feel like saying certain things. Or I did feel like saying certain things at certain times, and I said them.
Peggy Lee gave me a nice song to open with when my personal appearances, or that I use. I love being here with you.
Mm.
Nice but idea, because it is true.
Mm.
I do like being there with her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice to open with. I like the east, I like the west. The north or south, they're both the best. But I only go there as a guest, because I love being here with you. Dolly Madison, I love being here with French pastry. Just enough, just delicious for filling in a lunchbox or filling out a meal, not to mention one stomach. These French pastries are real cake. The chocolate variety is filled with vanilla cream. Now, there's a switch. And topped with Dutch cocoa icing. It looks chocolate on the outside. You get inside, you're full. It's vanilla. And then they also give you another trick. They're outside the thing with vanilla. Inside is the chocolate, so you never know. The cream filling, especially light and flurfy. Very flurfy. Chocolate frosting is made with the finest Dutch cocoa. It has the smoothness and delicious flavor of chocolate candy. In the Northeast, you ask for these things under the name of Blue Ribbon, you know. Elsewhere in America, Dolly Madison. 18 different cakes and donuts baked by Dolly Madison, of which French pastries are one. Do try. Why don't you have one during the station break?
This is the CBS Radio Network.
And WSON, AM and FM, in Henderson, Kentucky.
Callate, Lorita. Señora, what my Polly is saying is this. VP keeps the coffee pot always clean as the whistle to keep the good taste of coffee. In my country, she grows the finest. But coffee does not taste good if the coffee pot she's not clean.
Yes, rancid oils and stains in your coffee maker can make even the finest coffee taste bitter. Soak out those flavor-killing oils and stains quickly and easily with new Magic Dip It. You'll notice immediately the improvement in the flavor of your coffee when your coffee maker is Dip It clean. Use Dip It every week. Remember, too, there's nothing better than Dip It for removing unsightly stains from plastic dinnerware. Get Magic Dip It today.
Dip it, dip it. Clean as a whistle.
At Kroger's, A&P, Economy Markets are key markets in the tri-state area. 9:30.
It seems like old times. Haven't you used to walk with? Seems like old times. And thank you for the hot tea, Hoyt. Thank you from the bottom of the cup. And I would like to let you know that Linda Scott is here, complete with her lovely red and black again. And Sammy Allred and Duane Mason. Mason, that's not right, is it?
Smith.
One of the Snook Smiths, isn't it?
And his name's Smith, isn't it?
Smith.
How come I said Mason?
Well, it's below the Mason-Dixon that you had there in your mind.
Must have been thinking of the KC's. And the orchestra with Johnny Parker. And our guest of honor is Don Franks of Vancouver in Canada. An entertainer, a singer, an actor. Have you ever been on a legitimate stage? Or have
yes,
you always
I,
been illegitimate?
I've been illegitimate a few times. We did The Connection by Jack Gelber. I've done The Fantastics, and I've done some Federico Garcia Lorca musicals, Anything Goes in Oklahoma, Kelly,
Leonard
Bernstein's theater songs.
Playing Summerstock?
Yes.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fun?
Yes, done vaudeville also, which was a ball.
You're not old enough to have done vaudeville.
We had vaudeville in Vancouver, British Columbia. Remember the statettes used to come out on the stage at first? They were about, were they all under 42, I think, or... And they used to come out and dance. The statettes, and then Jack DeVarney used to do some of his fresh talk, like it was almost like a Jackie Leonard type thing, and then I would come out and try to do some impersonations of Johnny Ray and Frankie Lane and things like that.
What town was this?
Vancouver. Seaport town, right on the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I never dreamt it.
Great White Way Orchestra. Benson Orchestra of Chicago was another one, I think. Was.
Oh, boy, do I remember the Benson Orchestra. We used to get their records and copy them. That's where we got our arrangements.
Last night in the back porch, I loved it best of all.
I was a whiz on the porch, yes, sir.
In a Morris chair. You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Remember that song, Linda? But in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised.
My mother had one called, it was called the Gum Chewer Song, or I'm Gonna Dance with the Guy What Brung Me.
Yes.
You remember that one?
Yes.
Dance with the guy.
It was a lovely thing. It was great because all the songs in those days had a moral to them. And this one was loyalty.
Yeah.
I'm going to dance with the guy what brung me. And I'd like very much to hear from the gal what brung me here today. Mm. Linda Scott, would you come and sing for us, dear?
Yes, I'd love to. You called me back with a silent plea. Another time, another place, another me. You called me back, and I found my way to a half-remembered, half-forgotten yesterday. But I might not stay.
That's our Linda Scott, star of Where the Action Is. Spray Play Paint's our sponsor. Spray Play Paint makes any little thing around the house look what it ain't. Mm. What kind of a dirty trick is this? There's some things around the house I don't want anybody to paint them, so I don't know what they are. Suppose I need them.
How about your wife?
Yeah. Anyway, you can spray things and they dry like that. Suppose your Wednesday night bridge club is coming. What is it? It's Wednesday. It's today. They're here. They're halfway down the aisle. You get a 69-cent can of spray play. And as they come in, you spray them. No.
Spray the mouth.
And then you spray the tables. That's right. And then you can take a bottle of 15-cent brush on play in any one of 54 colors. And on one table, you can paint a spade in the corner. And on another, a shovel. No, a heart. And diamonds and clubs on the others. And that'll make the Wednesday girls sit up and take notice. Best of all, those tables will stay beautiful because play's quality makes it last. Makes it faster to use, too. No streaking, no thin spots. Have to be gone over and over. It was originally made for prize-winning hobby models. Yeah. People used to spray their models, you know, the things they were doing for a hobby. So whether it's snack tables, placemats, or a cigarette box, or whatever you want to do. You get some spray play and brush-on play, which has a good housekeeping seal, of course, at Hobby, Variety, Hardware, or drugstores. As the little skunk said, let us spray. Clay paints. Made by Testor Corporation, Rockford, Illinois. Tell me some more about your book, Don Franks.
Well, I received a lot of letters when you were away. When I read one of the pieces from one of the books.
Oh, let's get some more mail. Read some.
And I haven't got the mail here, but I can only tell you that they asked if they could either have a copy or hear the piece that I read once before. And so I would like to do it now, if I
can. Yes, it's cheaper that way, though.
Possibly we can have the guitar player.
Oh, you want the guitar? I usually use Lee Irwin. You want the guitar behind him? Good. This will make it a little different. Yes. Remo, pause for your music.
The dawning tells a dewdrop. A dewdrop tells a flower. A flower tells a raindrop. A raindrop tells a shower. A shower tells a rainbow, and what do rainbows do? They tell the sky to tell the star that makes your wish come true. The first star smiles shyly, and very, very soon, it tells the other stars to sprinkle stardust on the moon. A moonbeam tells a shadow. A shadow shouts a word, away on wings of wandering winds, who whisper to a bird. The bird begins to sing its song and tells this world of mine, this whole wide world awakes, and tells the sun to rise and shine. The sunshine shone upon my love so fair to see. My love awoke me with a kiss, to tell that she loves me, to tell that she loves me. How then shall I tell my love? I'll tell it to the dawn. The dawning tells a dewdrop, and on, and on, and on, and on, and on.
Did you write that?
And on, and on.
It's beautiful. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you write that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
It's nice to write nice things and pretty things.
Yes. Johnny, when are you going to write some of your stuff?
Mine are ugly.
He recites poetry sometimes when he's smashed.
When he's smashed?
Yeah. And it's very touching if you're smashed, too. Now, when you have a cold, one of the things you worry about is spreading cold germs to the one you love. Isn't that so? One of the great things about Contac is that it helps keep you from spreading cold germs by controlling your sniffles and sneezes. Each little capsule will help you control this situation for up to 12 hours per capsule. Each Contac capsule contains, you see, over 600 tiny little time pills to check your sniffles, clear your congestion, and stop sneezes. Now, don't you bother to count those time pills. Someone already has. There are over 600 of them. And they go off during the day and night. And on a quiet night, you can hear them while you're sleeping. Yes, if your loved one is a light sleeper, ping, ping. There's only one Contac, and it has earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's also today's largest-selling cold medication at your pharmacy. And boy, do I have letters about it of testimonial, unsolicited ones. From Mrs. Anson H. Bell, for example, of Ithaca, New York. She says, I was listening to your show a few moments ago, and I was startled to hear Richard Hayes say that a friend of his was allergic to the New York Times. My friends and family have been laughing at me for years because this happens to me, too. But I read it anyway and just reach for the Contac. Sincerely, Alice Bell. So any of you who are allergic to the New York Times, you just take the Contac. I'd like to get these couple of sneezers from Snook. Up to the microscope. What do you have for us today, amongst your listening?
We're going to do a song called That Ain't All, but we chickened out. I'm afraid we don't know it well enough. We'll do it tomorrow. And then we had Hard-Headed Me down, and at the last minute, it just surged through me like a wave from the ocean to do Big Harlan Taylor. This story, it's the way it happened. It's a story of the eternal love triangle concerning my young brother's son, his sweetheart, who was the fairest of young maidens, and her friend, a big feller, named Big Harlan Taylor.
And And this surged through you.
Like a wave from the ocean.
I recommend chews.
Sharper than a serpent's tooth, it hit me. Son?
I once had a sweetheart, fairest of mate. God shined all up, not known by far. I had a friend, a big fella, named Big Harlan Taylor. Harlan had a rubber tire, new shiny car. All the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years. Well, the wants of a woman, she fell for Big Harlan. I tried, but in vain, want to take my own life. Suddenly, I had lost all my will to keep living. She had lost her desire to become my young bride. All the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years. Well, I wanted revenge, so I waylaid for Big Harlan. Then I started wondering, what good would it do? If a lover tired new, shiny cars or ambition, she can just have it, Big Harlan. All the ways of the world and the wants of a woman, if I figured them all out, would take many years. If I figured them all,
oh, that is so charming. The ways of the world and the wants of a woman.
I love them waltzes.
Yeah. Old Viennese waltz. Oh, dear, let's see what the client is here. What is the client? Tenderized prunes. You know, every package of this or that on the grocery shelves today makes some kind of boast. Super, extra special, new, amazing. Kind of discourages you. Nothing can be all that good. But there is one word on the Sun Sweet prune carton. The word is tenderized. And it ain't no boast. It's the truth. Of all the prunes on your grocer's shelves, Sunsweet will be the plumpest, the tenderest, and the easiest to eat prunes you've ever tried. If you haven't tried prunes for a long time, then all I can tell you is to try today's Sunsweet tenderized prunes. Try them right from the carton or bag. They are delectable and so tender. Juicy and plump and moist, too. Not old hard, chewy things that you can break your teeth on. They're delicious, just as they come out of the package. You don't even have to cook them. Sunsweet prunes. From where? California, of course. California. You ever been to Santa Catalina, Don Franks?
I've never been there. Is it directly across from San Pedro or something like that, or is it...
Well, it's west anyway, mm-hmm, of Los Angeles. I forget what the course was on the airplane now.
Can you land there?
Oh, yes. Oh,
they have an air...
Yes, a lot of people have landed there. Yeah. Yes, they have a strip on the top of the mountains, and the ride down from the strip is out of this world. It's just beautiful down through the mountain valleys. Or you can go over by seaplane. Catalina Airways will fly you over in a wonderful old Grumman Goose.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't flown one of those for 25 years.
Is that a pusher?
No, it has twin engines.
Twin engines?
In Grumman Goose, it's an amphibian.
What's the one I'm thinking of that's an amphibian that had it in the that had a pusher type?
Well, that was a thing called a CB.
CB?
A CB, yes. I had one of them one time, a long time ago.
What are you flying now?
I'm flying now a Gulfstream, but in those days I used to fly this here... CB, and it was great until it was the easiest thing in the world to find a place to land if the motor quit. You never had to worry about where you were going to land it.
Right there.
Right there.
It had a gliding angle just like a brick. There was never any question about where you were going to put it down.
Smack dab.
Right now. The best hull ever was, though. It takes real first-class pilots to fly them, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're very easy to wrap up into a ball. Yeah. And then you need a lot of chews because you have heartburn. Chews. Comes to you. For years you've known it in chewing gum form. Well, they took some of that gum and they dried it out and made some mints out of it. Now it comes in an antacid cream mint, and it is delightful. It dissolves immediately in your mouth, which is full of saliva. If it isn't full of saliva, call the embalmer. You're gone. Chews. I want you to try this stuff. It's great for heartburn and indigestion and like that. They can't spell. C-H-O-O-Z is the name of it. Chews. But, oh, boy, it's great.
In Canada, we'd have to say C-H-O-O-Z.
Ah, yes. You call that Z, don't you?
That's right.
Why not?
I always felt strange. I heard a Z down here.
The Zyder Z. Z. Yes, it's better if you give the letters a name anyway. We do that in aviation, you know. My call letters are NAN1 Mike.
That's N?
N1M.
N1M.
Yes, or November 1 Metro.
You can use, but it has to, does it have to,
well,
stay?
Well, the whole idea is to make it a letter that you, word you recognize so that you can not make a mistake.
You can mark it down on the chart and know who you are.
Yeah. Your man one Mike is all right. November 1 Metro or Noodle 1 Micklepuss, you know, it doesn't make any difference.
I flew out of Van Nuys just a while ago in a light Skymaster. My manager took me up for a spin.
Out of Van Nuys?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I went to.
He said it was very busy there.
Norman Larson's place to get me a travel air to fly the other day. That is the most beautiful aviation headquarters I've ever seen. You can go in the hangar of Norman Larson's place on Van Nuys and eat right off the floor. I've never seen such a clean, beautiful aviation gathering in my life. It's unheard of in aviation to have a clean place like that.
Huh? Not all like that.
No, oh, no. No. I am told that by Tom Baxter, who was the pilot who checked me out in this thing, and that Mr. Norm Larson himself will come in and mechanics are working on an airplane and there's oil all over the floor and everything, and that's perfectly all right.
Mm-hmm.
But if Mr. Larson comes back a half hour later and is still there, look out. You better get it up.
Hmm.
I have here a set of books, folks. I'm working my way through school, and I want to sell a set of books. Good morning, ma'am. Listen, this is what will happen. People will come to your door, and if they represent the World Book, listen to them, will you? They're nice people to begin with. Field Enterprises Educational Corporation, who published the World Book, the largest selling encyclopedia in the world, is now celebrating its 50th year. 50th. It's a pleasant word to fool with. To play with that, Linda. 50th. 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 50th.
50th. Oh, it's
very sexy.
Don't stop.
You ever see this World Book Encyclopedia? Very good. I have a set in my office.
How many volumes is
there? Oh, don't ask me. It's all across the room.
Right across the room?
Across a crowded room. I don't know how many.
Run to your book.
And run to your book. Yes, and it's got a marvelous atlas in it. An atlas that tells you, shows you maps of the country, how it was, the topography, how, you know, great maps. And this is great for kids, for school reports, homework, science projects, and all the other demands made on them as they have more and more to learn. You know, these days the kids have to learn more than we did.
Mm.
They really do. And World Book gives them the habit of doing well in school. World Book is sold throughout the United States and Canada by men and women really dedicated to serving education. World Book representatives may be teachers, church, civic workers, persons experienced with children's school problems, and they're carefully selected and they're first-class citizens. Don't ever be shy of one of them. There's never any pressure connected with selling World Book. They'll even give you a 4-day make-up-your-mind period after you've signed the order. Give you 4 days in which to change your mind. That's how good the product is. They assure you won't. Your World Book representatives are, as I say, some of the most respected members of your community. When one of them calls on you, take it from me. Put out the welcome mat. Don't slam the door in his face. He's a nice feller. Did you ever do house-to-house selling, any of you? Sammy, did you?
No, I sold shoes one time. In a shoe store.
In a shoe store.
And it made me... And you knew right then I'd never make it, you know, selling.
Gosh, all you have to do is let the guy try them on until he finds a pair that fits you. What's selling about
that? These was women's shoes.
Oh, Lord. 900 pairs.
Yeah, just, I want to try something on. What do you like? I don't know. Just, you know, whatever you got around. Because most of them don't want to buy any shoes. They want to sit around and rest. Right, I had a lady one time was reading the paper. How does this feel, ma'am? She said, it don't fit. Had about 14 pair. Finally, I put the one she wore in back on, you know. How's them? She said, it feel terrible. I said, oh, get on.
Did you say that?
He said, you wouldn't put the shock on me. Did you ever do any work like that, Linda?
No, I never did.
Didn't you ever go around house to house canvassing for school or...
Well, just Girl Scout cookies, I guess.
Did you sell Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do that, Don? Not Girl Scout cookies, no. House to house.
I used to work in a foundry. 6 years.
What was your job?
I was a molder, a core maker, and a furnace man. Wow. I learned the trade.
That's heavy work.
Brass, man. Aluminum, steel, and iron.
That's heavy work.
Yes, it was.
And hot work.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a dying craft now, actually. Foundry business used to be quite a staunch part of our economy, but not now.
What do they do it now, with machines?
It's all die-cast and machined and things like that. There's a lot of plastic to take its place and lighter materials. It can be easier work than in sand, like it is in the foundry business.
Yes. This, what do they call it, automation, is doing away with a lot of jobs. That's why you need the World Book and things like that to get smart.
Mm.
Want to be out in front of these people.
Go to Summerhill.
Hey, you know about Summerhill, huh? That's Orson Bean. You know, he has a school here in New York. What's the name of his school?
15th Street School,
that's right. And it's patterned after Summerhill.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a great job with it.
He did a great job when he was on your show for you. The same.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Lawrence, the same thing. Had a marvelous time with Steve.
First class gents, those guys.
Lovely people. You always leave it in such good hands.
Who are you trying to pick the best? We got a bunch of nice folks listening to us, you know. We want to take care of them. We got one more thing to tell them about, and that's the Helmac Lint Pickup.
Hmm?
Helmac Lint Pickup. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, boy, I should have one here on the desk.
You've got a lot of lint here if it'll do you any good.
Well, this is a roller on a little handle, and it's got sticky paper on it. And you roll it on your clothes, and all the lint comes right off.
Oh,
lint,
yeah.
Dandruff, hair, stuff like that. Now, there are a lot of imitations, cheap ones on the market, and the gook on the paper comes off on your clothes. Lay off of those, and you'll be sorry. Be sure you buy a Helmac, and you'll never get stuck. Remember the name, Helmac, H-E-L-M-A-C.
You
Helmac.
Replaceable,
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You just tear off the sheet when it gets full of gook and have a nice clean one underneath.
Mm.
And it goes very lightly, and it gets all the stuff off your clothes. Every man ought to have one of these things. In fact, I'm thinking of it as a Christmas gift. All you guys are going to get one for Christmas. This is the executive type. It's executive 300. It costs a little more, and it's a nice little case, and it sits on a desk. You know, every once in a while, a guy pick it up and get that dandruff off of him.
People who are like salesmen and things like that.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Show people, too.
And it's marvelous for a poker game, you know. You can take this thing and get the guy's card. You can tell we're tired, huh? Johnny always knows and starts the music. The trouble with tomorrow is that gone today, here tomorrow... Here today, here tomorrow. What am I saying? What I'm saying is it's been a joy to work with you, Don Franks. Please come back.
Thank you.
And Linda, are you going to be with us tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Don't say goodbye to you yet. And the geese and slows? I'm snug. We'll be with them tomorrow, in the good Lord willing.
Bulletins
instantaneously. CBS News regularly on the hour. A comprehensive CBS News report coming up next on the CBS Radio Network.
And on WSON AM and FM in Henderson, Kentucky.
There's more ways than one to skin a grocery budget down, and one way is by shopping at your Sherway food stores. Fryers are just 23 cents a pound whole at Sherway this week. Choice round steak only 79 cents a pound. Maxwell House coffee in the 1 pound tin just 69 cents. One roll of American Dairy butter just 59 cents. Four cans of Greer peaches in the number 2.5 size can just 89 cents. Sherway is having a sale on Bush canned goods. For just $1, you can have your pick of 6 cans of Shelley beans, cut green beans, French-style green beans, green and white lima beans, or small green lima beans, all in the number 303 size cans. For just 10 cents each, you can also buy Great Northern beans, Mexican-style beans, or Showboat spaghetti in the number 300 size can. Remember, Sherway also features pastries baked fresh daily right in Sherway's own bakery. Save on your grocery buying this week by shopping at Sherway food stores. They're open weeknights until 9, and on Sundays from 8 until 6.
The time now, 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News. Home stretch for Congress, an adjournment date is becoming more visible. Crisis in the Congo, a premier is ousted and a new one is named. Debate in the Vatican, the issue of celibacy and the priesthood. Refugees in Key West, the flow from Cuba is increasing. These and other top stories of this hour on CBS Radio News. This is Alan Jackson in New York. Congress is in the home stretch of adjournment this morning. The House Appropriations Committee is giving its approval to the last of the big money bills, a $4.25 billion catch-all measure that provides funds for about 20 government agencies and programs. The full House will consider it tomorrow and the Senate early next week. This afternoon, the House will vote on the sugar quota legislation with two controversial amendments to be disposed of first. One would have the effect of banning lobbyists who represent foreign sugar producers. The Senate Finance Committee will begin work on this tomorrow and the full Senate next week. And with most other legislation disposed of, one way or another, there is talk about a possible adjournment within perhaps another 10 days or so. President Johnson was allowed to shift over to more substantial food for breakfast this morning. His recovery continues to be routine. He is making normal progress, and his attending team of doctors is beginning to break up and return to normal duties. There's a new political crisis in Africa. That story and other developments in a moment.
In June 1965, an eminent doctor described to an AMA convention the properties of a drug which could affect the life of every woman in America. The November issue of Pageant magazine reports on his experiments with a drug that could help women stay young longer and enjoy the last half of their lives more than ever before. Read, "Is This the Miracle Drug That Delays Aging?" in November Pageant. Find out what this discovery can mean to you, how the drug is used, what its effects are. In the same issue, a well-known psychiatrist reveals how marriages can be wrecked and lives ruined by the seemingly harmless games of one-upsmanship played by married couples. And be sure to read the special 14-page pageant report on our revolting teenagers. What makes them rebel against all authority? Who is to blame? On the lighter side, the frustrated Weight Watchers will find consolation in an article titled, "Are You Sure You Want to Be Thin?" You'll enjoy more than 30 stimulating features in Pageant, America's liveliest magazine. Get November Pageant, now on sale.
The president of the Congo, Joseph Kasavubu, fired his premier, Moise Tshombe, in his cabinet and called on the leader of the opposition to form a new government. It was the climax to several weeks of tension, during which Tshombe insisted that his transitional government should remain in power until a new president takes office in about 5 months. Kasavubu disagreed. Opposition elements had been demanding Tshombe's resignation and the formation of a national union regime. Rhodesia's Premier Ian Smith called in his cabinet in Salisbury this morning for conferences on the independence issue. There are hints that Smith may be pulling back slightly from his headlong course toward unilateral independence in the near future. Britain's Prime Minister Wilson flew to Scotland this morning to report to Queen Elizabeth on his plans for dealing with the Rhodesian crisis. He warned last night that a bloodbath could result if Rhodesia attempts to declare its independence and impose minority rule of 250,000 whites on nearly 4 million Africans. Our Air Force Chief of Staff, General John McConnell, arrived in Saigon for the start of a 4-day visit with principal Air Force units in Vietnam. He told reporters that the raids by the big B-52s are having a very destructive effect on the Viet Cong, as well as disrupting their morale. But he wouldn't go into details of what is being destroyed by the raids. There was a new incident in Indonesia when a mob of about 2,000 demonstrators swarmed on a communist youth headquarters only 100 yards from President Sukarno's palace in Jakarta. They looted the communist building, burned documents and broken furniture in a big bonfire in the yard. And there were shouts of Hang Aidit, a reference to the still missing boss of the Indonesian Communist Party. In the background, there's a report that Sukarno is considering establishing a new communist party, one that wouldn't lean so heavily toward Red China. But in Washington, there are suspicions that Sukarno himself may have had a hand in that uprising against his government. The purpose would be to eliminate some of the more powerful anti-communist military leaders. Some of our officials say there is considerable evidence pointing in this direction, but it isn't conclusive. More news in a moment.
That's very interesting. I've never heard a piano tuner work like that. Sounds like a song.
You probably heard it on the radio. The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
Very good.
Oh, it's a great margarine. We use parquet on everything in our house.
The delicious difference in parquet margarine is flavor, and that special extra measure of Kraft goodness called quality.
But why do you tune pianos to the parquet song?
Only way I can make it stop margarine through my mind.
The British Conservative Party opened a new convention in the city of Brighton, the first time in 14 years the Tories have assembled as the loyal opposition. The party's new leader, Edward Heath, was given a long-standing ovation when he appeared to outline a new aggressive program for the party. This in itself was a break in tradition. In the past, party leaders have appeared only to address the rally after the conference ended. Heath was there to open this one. Delegates to the Ecumenical Council are discussing the problem of celibacy for the clergy of the Roman Catholic Church, with some bishops arguing in favor of having married priests. CBS News correspondent Winston Burdett reports from Rome.
Pope Paul personally intervened this week to forbid any public discussion of priestly celibacy at the Ecumenical Council, but the issue continues to agitate the bishops in their debates outside the council hall. It is learned today that a number of Brazilian bishops had planned to open a wide discussion of the subject, proposing, among other things, that the Catholic Church in South America accept two parallel clergies, one married and the other unmarried. One Brazilian bishop, Pedro Koop, who is Dutch by birth, has meanwhile circulated a copy of the speech which he would have made if the Pope had not barred a debate on the question. Bishop Koop points out that Latin America has 33% of the world's Catholics, but only 6% of its Catholic priesthood. And, he says in his undelivered speech, we must have no illusions. The fate of the Church in South America is in great peril. Either we multiply the number of priests, both celibate and married, or we will see the end of the Church in Latin America. To meet the crisis, Bishop Cook proposes that the Church waive its ban on priestly marriage and admit to the priesthood men who have been married for at least 5 years. Winston Burdett, CBS News, Rome.
Two Coast Guard cutters steamed toward Key West this morning with 94 more Cuban refugees, and the exodus of people from Castro's Island is stepping up. Another school bus scuffled in Crawfordville, Georgia this morning as state troopers again prevented Negro students from boarding buses taking white children to schools outside the county. The civil rights photographer arrested yesterday on charges of possessing firecrackers remains in jail on a $500 bond. The Ku Klux Klansman who was arrested for attacking the photographer left town free on bail of $100.
That sound will take you out of the old-fashioned washer age with Ringers and automatics and into the new Jet Action Washer age. It's the world's first Jet Action Washer by Frigidaire. That sound means a new way of washing from Frigidaire's new Deep Action Agitator. That sound means new washer dependability from Frigidaire's Jet Simple Mechanism with no gears, no pulleys, no belts. See the world's first Jet Action Washer at your Frigidaire dealer now.
A ship collision in the Mediterranean this morning. The aircraft carrier Franklin D. Roosevelt collided with a French merchant ship about 1/30th its size just before dawn about 100 miles southeast of Marseille. There were no injuries aboard either vessel and only minor damage. The 62,000-ton carrier was steaming in formation with other ships of the 6th Fleet at the time of the collision with the French vessel, considerably smaller at only 2,100 tons. hospital ship, which was built near the end of the Second World War and which saw duty in Korea, is being taken out of mothballs and recommissioned, possibly for duty in South Vietnam. This is the hospital ship Repose, a 750-bed vessel that will have a staff of 60 doctors, nurses, and medical service officers, and a complement of 260 enlisted medical corpsmen. The Repose is currently undergoing modernization at the Naval Shipyard in San Francisco. She will be formally recommissioned this Saturday and placed in service about the first of the year with the Pacific Fleet, possibly for service in Vietnam. Alan Jackson, CBS News, New York.
When Space Project Gemini 6 is launched, CBS News comprehensive reports and Metal Alert Interrupt bulletins will keep you informed on this CBS Radio Network station.
This is the voice of CBS in the tri-state, WSON, AM and FM, in Henderson, Kentucky. The time is 10 minutes past 10 o'clock.
Now the WSON weather vane.
The WSON weather word for today is a possibility of scattered showers. The immediate tri-state forecast is partly cloudy and warmer today and tonight, increasing cloudiness and mild tomorrow, with a chance of scattered showers, a high today of 70, a low tonight of 45 to 50 degrees. Our present WSON temperature at 58 degrees. You're missing something if you haven't shopped at your friendly Dixie Mart. In fact, you'll thrill to the convenience of easy shopping in the complete departments for produce, meat, dairy, canned goods, bakery, and delicatessen items. Nobody but your Dixie Food Mart could possibly bring you such wonderfully low prices every day on so many food items. Check and compare and prove to yourself how easy it is to stretch that family food dollar. You'll really go for the fine, high-quality meats, the fresh produce, and all the hundreds of everyday food values at 2022 Outer Clay. That's your friendly Dixie Food Mart.